It's a beautiful day, and there's a beautiful way to be hearing God's word, to see what he has to say. So let's sit in the sun and start having some fun.
Wow, Morton, that sounds great.
Thanks.
The gang from Cottonwood Trails.
Imagine that.
Agent 00, do you know where we need to go?
Oh, Agent 22, don't be silly. I'm Agent 00, the world's best spy. I always know where to go and what to do, but maybe go over it again just for fun.
Right, okay. We're on our way to the hideout of your arch nemesis, the dastardly villain known as Dr. Vilas.
Ha! Doctor? I bet he never even passed medical school.
I heard that he told the leaders of the world to send him $500, and if they don't comply, then he'll tell his own made-up jokes for all to hear.
I've heard that his jokes are so lame that they can cause anyone listening to suffer extreme boredom, and sometimes they even lose the ability to laugh entirely. We have to stop him, Agent 22. The world is depending on us.
Right, I'll dock the boat over there, Morton, and then we'll go and try break into his stronghold.
What? How do you know my name?
What do you mean, Morton?
You did it again!
Did what, Morton?
Morton?
Morton? Morton? Morton, can you hear me, buddy?
Huh? Ranger Abby, where am I?
You're sitting on the bottom step of Rob's treehouse. I've been trying to talk to you for like the past 5 minutes, but you seem kind of out of it.
Sorry, Abby. I was just thinking about Agent 00 and his mission to stop Dr. Vilas from telling his awful jokes.
Okay. Well, I was just asking if you'd be able to help me out with an errand.
Are you sure? Rob usually does his own errands and no one else ever asks me to help with stuff. I think it's because I sometimes mess things up.
Not to worry. You're exactly who I want for this job.
If you say so.
First, I need you to go find Rosie the Mouse. She's been picking berries for me all morning. Then, can you take some of those berries to Matilda?
Take Matilda to the Rosie berries at the Mouse. Sure.
Close. Take the berries from Rosie the Mouse to Matilda.
Whoops, got it. I hope.
Thanks, Morton. Catch you later.
I don't want to let Ranger Abby down. I sure hope I can get this done right. If only I was Agent 00. He'd do a good job. He always does. Agent 22, where are you? The hallways of this hideout are pretty dark.
I'm here, Agent 00, and it seems like there are doorways everywhere.
My keen sense of, sensing things tells me that we should go through the doorway right there. Whoopsies! I think that one was the nursery.
Now, what about this one?
Ooh, that's a good job!
Oh, dear me.
The poker room! I should have known!
Wait, sir, I think it must be the door at the end of the hall.
What makes you so sure, my friend?
It says the secret headquarters of Dr. Vilas.
You might be right, then. Well done, Agent 22. Open the door so we can end this madman's reign of terror.
Yes, sir.
What do you see inside, Agent 22?
It's Morton.
Huh?
Morton. Morton.
Morton. Morton, did you hear what I just said?
What? Oh, right, Rosie. Maybe just say it one more time.
Okay, the berries are in these baskets. Abby said you'd take them to Matilda.
Hokey croakers! How many baskets are there?
6, I think, but...
6? I can't carry all of these. I told Abby I wouldn't be able to do this errand thingy.
Morton, that's not...
I'll just take one basket. I don't think I can carry more. You know who could, though? Agent 00. That guy could probably carry like 100 baskets. Well, see you later, Rosie. If Abby comes by, tell her I'm sorry I couldn't bring more berries. I'm just no Agent 00. Bye!
But Morton, Matilda only needs one basket of berries. And you're gone. Wait, who's Agent 00?
Agent 00, we meet again. I can't believe you fell for the old name on the door trick.
Dr. Vilas! I should have known it was a trap! But you'll never keep me tied up in these ropes! Agent 22 will... Wait, where is Agent 22?
Don't worry about him. The only one you should be worried about is yourself.
What do you mean?
Would you like to hear some of the lamest jokes ever written?
You wouldn't!
I would! I shall get my ultra-secret book of jokes. It's called The Dr. Vilest Book of Jokes by Reginald Quipston. That's my pen name. I'm thinking of self-publishing. Anyway, bring me my book, my loyal second-in-command.
Second-in-command?
Here you go, sir.
Thank you.
Gasp! Agent 22? It can't be!
It's true, 00. Although around here, he's known as Agent Vilest. I call all my employees Vilest.
Yeesh, that's weird.
I think it's very clever. In fact, I think all of Dr. Vilest's jokes are very clever and hilarious. That's why I'm on his side. He's very misunderstood.
Misunderstood? You've been brainwashed by the sinister man!
It's time for you to hear my first joke.
Oh no! I was hoping it wouldn't come to this!
Why are pirates called pirates?
Please don't tell me!
They just are!
Oh, it's horrible! The horror! The agony! Wait, pirates they are! I get it! That's actually pretty funny!
What?
Hey, tell me another one!
You really like that one? Well, okay. Here's another one. What do you call an alligator in a vest?
I don't know. What?
An investigator.
Investigator! Oh, Dr. Vilest, that is hilarious!
I know. That's one of my favorites. So, you actually like my jokes?
Yeah! Turns out you've got some good ones.
Thanks. I'm glad someone other than me and Agent Vilest appreciates them. I've never thought about it before, but perhaps my criminal activities are a cry for other people to appreciate me and see me for the fun-loving person that I really am. Thank you for helping me see that, Agent 00. Agent Vilest, would you mind untying our guest?
No, of course not, sir.
Thanks! You've got a real talent, Dr. Vilest.
Thank you so much. My life has changed all thanks to you, Morton.
Oh, don't mention... Wait, did you just say Morton?
Yes, Morton. Morton. Morton.
Morton. You feeling okay, boy?
Dr. Vilest? Who... Wait, where am I?
You're at my house, silly. Wait, Dr. What? What you talking about?
Oh, Matilda! Sorry, I was just thinking about something else.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was just saying thanks for bringing me the berries, but I...
I know. I wasn't able to bring them all. I'm sorry, Matilda, but I'm just not Agent 00.
Agent 00?
And I know that I let Abby down, so please don't remind me.
Morton, I don't know what you talking about, but you gotta quit stomping around. You're gonna hit the table.
Why, oh why, can't I just be more like Agent 00? He's so slick and clever.
Watch out for the...
Whoa! Oh, my goodness! Whoa!
Ah!
I'm sorry, Matilda. What was that, anyway?
That was my fresh pie.
Now I'm even sorrier. Why am I such a goof? Agent 00 would never have done something like this.
Why do you keep bringing up that guy?
Oh, wow. I heard a crash. What happened?
Morton happened.
Oh, Ranger Abby, please don't be mad at me. First, I couldn't bring enough berries over here from Rosie's, and now I knocked over the pie that the berries were for. I told you I wasn't the right guy for the job. I could never be as swift and smart as Agent 00.
Whoa, wait a second, Morton. Who is Agent 00?
He's this super cool spy who is really good at everything. He even found out how to stop Dr. Vilest's evil plan to fill the world with bad jokes. Well, sort of. It's kind of a twist ending.
Okay, I think I'm getting this now. Morton, I know you have a pretty vivid imagination, so I want to tell you another story. It's from the Book of Judges in the Bible. It's about a man named Gideon.
Hi there.
Who was not particularly big.
Hi, I guess.
And not really anything special.
Hey, well, it's kind of true.
Gideon's people, the Israelites, had been getting bullied by a group of people called the Midianites.
Hey there, Israelites! Why don't you go cry to your mommies?
Oh, you're just a bunch of bullies.
Whatever!
God didn't like what was going on,
so he chose Gideon to lead an army and help the Israelites to get rid of the Midianite bullies.
What?
But Gideon wasn't very confident. He didn't think he'd live up to the challenge.
I mean, can you blame me?
God was with Gideon, and he told him what to do.
Gideon, you've got too many people in your army. Send a bunch of them home.
Oh, okay. Send home. Wait, won't that make the army smaller?
Trust me.
Well, okay.
So Gideon did what God asked. Eventually, the army went from 32,000 people down to only 300.
300? Wow. I sure hope you know what you're doing, God.
God did know what he was doing and soon told Gideon the plan. That night, when the Midianites were asleep, Gideon and his army of only 300 people crept up to the Midianite camp. They separated into three groups. Each person was given a clay jar with a torch inside and a ram's horn which they could blow on to make noise.
Shh! Not yet.
Sorry.
They quietly surrounded the Midianite camp, and when Gideon gave the signal, they all blew their horns and smashed the clay jars to unveil the lit torches inside. When the Midianites woke up and looked outside of their tents, the sight and sounds of the torches and horns surrounding them caused a mass panic throughout the camp.
Whoa! What's going on here? I feel panicked! Massively panicked!
The panic caused so much confusion that the Midianites started fighting each other, and Gideon's army easily defeated the ones who were left.
Wow! I did it!
All thanks to God.
My mistake. God did it.
Cool story, right, Morton? Did you catch the lesson?
Oh, you're saying that to be good at stuff, I need to do the same thing as Gregory.
Gideon.
Yeah, him too. He had to get rid of most of the people in his army to win his battle. So if I can just figure out a way to split myself into a bunch of smaller me's, then I'll become just like Agent 00, right?
No.
Oh, I don't know then.
Gideon was nothing special. He was an average guy, but God chose him to lead the Israelite army. Why?
He was a black belt in karate?
No, I think it's because God doesn't always choose the people who are the strongest, or the fastest, or the smartest. He loves working through people who simply want to do what he asks. I didn't ask you to do the job because you're the smoothest or coolest, like this Agent 00 of yours. I asked you because you have a good attitude and would be happy to help.
But I messed up! I couldn't bring enough berries for Matilda's pies!
Matilda only needed one basket of berries. She's not using them for pies. She's squishing them up and using them as paint.
I've been needing a fresh coat of paint on my cupboards for a while now.
What about that pie I knocked over then?
Oh, I always have a pie or two lying around. I just love to bake.
It seems like it was just an accident, Morton. They happen to everyone.
Not Agent 00.
I'll bet even he makes a mistake every once in a while. But even if he doesn't, remember that God loves working through the people who do.
Just like Gregory.
It's Gideon, fluff brain.
The name's Badger. Morton the Badger.
Starring in this episode were Jordan Evans, Eric Borman, Joanna Braun, Karen Reimer, Robert Weeb, Benjamin Rempel, and Eli Melsness.